Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the specific importance of the two rakat sunnah of Fajr Salah. As we explained, all the sunnah the mu'akkada are important, but extra importance is given to the two rakat sunnah of Fajr Salah. So today's hadith an Abi Abdullah Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu anhu مؤذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليؤذنه بصلاة الغداة فشغلت عائشة بلالا بأمر سألته عنه حتى أصبح جدا فقام بلال فآذنه بالصلاة وتابع أذانه فلم يخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلما خرج صلى بالناس فأخبره أن عائشة شغلته بأمر سألته عنه حتى أصبح جدا وأنه أبطى عليه بالخروج فقال يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إني كنت ركعت ركعتي الفجر فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك أصبحت جدا فقال لو أصبحت أكثر مما أصبحت لركعتهما وأحسنتهما وأجملتهما رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Abu Abdullah Bilal ibn Rabah radiyallahu anhu, the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates. Look how this hadith is narrated. One is saying Bilal, Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, and one is to add this, the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Extra importance, extra love is shown to who? The muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And besides putting his name as a sahabi, he's also his explanation that who is this we're speaking about? The muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something for us to bear in mind and keep in mind, that the muazzin, we don't just look at him as an ordinary person who's just taking care of the masjid, but Allah has given him an honor, the sharaf, a special, Allah Ta'ala has given a special honor that this person has been appointed to call, to be the muazzin of the masjid. And imagine being the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an honor that is. So anyway, this hadith is being reported by Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu, the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him that it was time for the Fajr Salah. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha had engaged Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu in something which she had asked him about, to the extent that it began to get bright. In other words, morning was entering, it was getting bright. The sun hadn't risen as yet, but it was getting bright. As it gets closer towards sunrise, you see it gets brighter and brighter. So now it got bright. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu then stood up and informed him. In other words, informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the time of salah had followed it with the adhan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come out immediately. When he came out, he led the people in salah. And Bilal radiallahu anhu then informed him that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had engaged him in something that she had asked him about, to the extent that it started getting bright. He was therefore delayed in coming to him. So Bilal radiallahu anhu is trying to explain to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why he came late to inform him that it's now time for the Fajr Salah. So he had explained that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had asked a question. So I was busy attending to the question that she had answered, that she had asked. I was busy answering that question. So therefore I got delayed coming to you. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, I was performing two rakats of Fajr Salah. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was well into the morning time, in other words, well into the bright time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even if I had been further into the morning time, even if I had been further into the bright time, I would have still performed these two rakats, and I would have done so in a beautiful and in an excellent manner. In other words, even though it was still getting bright, I wouldn't have missed out these two rakats of sunnah that I was reading. These two rakats of what we know as sunnah al-mu'akkada of Fajr, I wouldn't have left out these two rakats of Fajr Salah. So here we find these two sunnah of Fajr. So here we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us the importance that despite it was getting bright, obviously now it can't be going into sunrise where a person's faraz gets missed. Here this hadith is not speaking about that, where the Faraz Salah now goes into sunrise. What it's speaking about is there's still time for a person to read his Faraz Salah. But it's getting bright, Despite it getting bright, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't miss these two rakats of Fajr Salah. And he told Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu on that occasion that even if it had got brighter, even if the morning had entered further, I would have performed these two rakats, and not just performed it, I would have performed it in a beautiful, and I would have performed it in an excellent manner, indicating that how important these two rakats of Fajr Salah is. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to read these two rakats of Fajr Salah and keep in mind that this is not something that we should just miss willy-nilly or make it habitual, that a person comes late habitually and he's reading in the back while the Fajr Salah is going on. Sometimes we think that because it is permissible, it's allowed to read it while the Fajr Salah is going on, so therefore we should make it a habit. It should never be a habit. Exceptional circumstances, if this happens, it happens. But ideally we should be reading it early. And the two surahs that are recommended, we did it before also, to read in the sunnah of Fajr, is قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first rakat, and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهِ in the second rakat. So these two surahs are preferable to read it in the sunnah of Fajr, and also in the sunnah of Maghrib Salah. So let us try and bring in all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.